Okay, today's daf is Bamitzia, daf Tzadik Beis. Just before we start, on the last daf on Erev Shabbos, I said that tomorrow I'll start off with a Gra and a Netziv. And little did I remember that it was a Thursday night Friday, so the following daf did not get uploaded. So I just wanted to start off with those, because it still has to do with in Yana Dioma that we're still talking about a little bit. But you can't pass off this gra, so I will mention it now. First, the Netziv. The Netziv had to do with the what we mentioned on the bottom of Tzadik Amabez, going on where it spoke about Lahavdil ben Hakodesh ben Hachol. We spoke about Shtuye Yayin there. And the Netziv, the beginning of Parsha Shmini, discusses all the different opinions in Chazal about Nadav and Avihu and what exactly they did wrong. Because the Torah obviously just says they brought a strange fire, an Esh Zara. We have all these allusions to different Chatoim. They paskin Halacha B'Makam Rabo. They said one of these two great men going to die and we'll take over. Maybe they went into the Beis HaMikdash after they drank wine, which is what came up on Friday's daf. But what is the message of all of these? So says the Netziv in the beginning of Parsha Shmini and elsewhere, that really the common denominator in all of these was that they might have been L'Shem Shemayim. They wanted to get close to Hashem, but they wanted to use their own means to get there. If we drink wine and then we go in, then we'll really be close to Hashem. If we paskin because we really know the halacha. In all of the cases, they were saying that we could get close to Hashem. So ultimately, the goal was good, but the means was inappropriate. And that means represented an Esh Zara. That's a strange fire. If we ever try to get close to God outside of the mechanisms of mitzvos and making up our own mitzvos, so that's an Esh Zara. Says the Netziv, Kvar haya bimei Moshe kitos bi Yisrael shahaya lehutim achar avas Hashem. There were great groups in Israel that were very interested in avas Hashem. Avalo ayide gvulim shehigbi Torah. But they don't want to go by the ways that the Torah mentioned. Like he says, Parshas Korach, that was the Iker Chet of the 250 Anashim, Shayu, Tzadikim, Gemurim. V'chatu b'naf shosem, v'ashem matzor asbam l'misa, ayde tshuka kedusha zu, l'hasik avat Hashem, ayde aktores. Avagav shalo yil ratzun, kvi derech atores, shrek aron abanav yaktiru. Rene Moshe Rabbeinu already knew that this was true. Alkein bevo yom esroz gilu shchina. So that's why when the Mishkan was going to be put up, shalozeh hayetachlis tshukasam, Moshe Rabbeinu realized this. And to try to prevent it, he says, right, that's what he gives it, the Netziv gets this out of words, the beginning of Parsha Shmini, Zehadav Asher Tziv Hashem. Do this, only this, you can't go out of these boundaries. And of course, Nadav and Avihu didn't listen, and there were the tragic consequences. That had to do with Shtuye Yayin on the previous Omen. But what we have been talking about for a couple of days was the discussion of muzzling, the Isser of Disha, and this whole parak, a lot of the parak, is about the rights of a worker in the field, what he's allowed to eat, what he's not allowed to eat, and what is an animal allowed to eat, not allowed to eat. So that has to do with the top of today's Amud as well. Top of today's Amud, Tzadik Beis Amud Aleph, we're going to start at the top line. Ubechamar kishipo rekes. When could a donkey eat when it's unloading its load? Which we'll get to talk about exactly what that means in a minute. But first, just to mention an idea of muzzling that the Gra talks about in the Kol Elyo in Parshas Balak. The Pasuk says, Vayan Bilam Vayomer, Bilam says, to Balak, La'ucha la'avar es pi Hashem alokai, la'asos k'tana ogdola. So if you never heard this Sagra, this is a classic putting Midrashim together and putting it back into the Pasuk. So Bilam says, I can't violate the word of Hashem to do anything, small or big. So the question is obvious. I can't do anything small or big. Obviously, if he can't do anything small, he obviously can't do anything big. So why can't he just say, I can't even do anything small, let alone big. L'chora tebos ogdola miuteres. So says the Gra, maybe it's explained by a Medrash Pliya on this Pasuk. Vayasam Hashem davar b'fi Bilam. Hashem put something, put the words in the mouth of Bilam. Chad amar chika. One says it's a chika, which is one type of muzzle. That's what Hashem put in the mouth of Bilam. Haduhu dechsiv, and that's what it means. Ma ekov la kavo kel. Vachad amar resen. Another be a different type of muzzle. Resen. Haduhu dechsiv. Ma ez om lo za'am Hashem. So he says, L'chor, divrei ha-medrash, hello, stumi ma'o. What does he mean? Hashem, two types of muzzle he put in the mouth of Bilam. What he did, muzzled Bilam. Bilam was talking. So what does that mean? So he says, Anam yevuar, kinei achilip bim resen l'chika. What's the difference between a resen and a chika? What is the difference between the two types of muzzles? Says the Gra, chika is a needle, kafuf shenichnas b'lashon hadag. It's a needle that goes into the tongue of the fish. V'dokro shalo yuchlo lo'tziyo lachutz. And you put it through the mouth so it cannot open its mouth. It cannot put its tongue outside. That's one way of muzzling. Holding the mouth closed. Keeping it in. That's a chika. A resin is just the opposite. It's a type of muzzle that pushes the lips of the animal so hard together, Its tongue is pushed out and it stays out, but it can't eat. Its mouth is, it just stays out. So he says that's what the Medrash is talking about. They're not arguing here. One says a chik and one says a resin. No, the Hakadosh Baruch Hu sometimes needed to force Bilam to say something, push it out the resin, and sometimes he had to prevent Bilam from saying something. Now says the Gra. What was Bilam trying to say? What are these two psukim? Says the Gra, the shame Elokim is Midas Hadin. Elokim, we know. The first part of that shame, Kel, is Midas Harachamim. The other way, Yudke Vavke is Midas Hachesed. But Yudke is Midas Hadin. Hashem, Ashri Agevashir Tiasren Uka. Right? It gives Yisurin. So Bilam tried to get Midas Hadin. He wanted to say Ka. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't let him. He forced him to continue to say Yud Kei Vav Kei. And that's the second, that's the resin. What did the Bible say? He had him a resin because it says Mo'ezo Mo'zaam Yud Kei Vav Kei. He forced me to continue. I couldn't say Yud Kei. And then the other one, the Chika, which forces, stops him short. Mo'ezo, where the first pasuk. How does the first one go? But Mo'eko Vakaba Kel. Right? How can I curse somebody that Kel? Because he's forcing me to say kill, he's not letting me finish Elokim. Those are the two types of muzzles and how they fit the pasuk, and that's the, now getting back to the original pasuk. I can't say anything. Lasso's katana or gadola. I can't say the smaller word that I want to say. I want to say the kel, and I want to say the yudke, and he forces me to say yudke vavke, and I can't say the gadola word. I can't say Elokim. He stops me short and makes me say kel. So that is the gra on Parshas Balak about muzzling. Okay, now we get back into other issues of muzzling, having to do with the chamor muzzling, and what is the mitzvah that and what are the rights that a person or an animal has. So the mishnah that we had on today's daf, which hopefully we'll be able to talk about these in yanim at a certain point in the future, other issues of kilayim and kimle b'drama minei. A lot of major sugyas came up. Lav shein bo maisa came up on today's daf. Hopefully they will come up again at a certain point. But the mishnah spoke about yesterday that a worker is only allowed to eat in the fruits that he is involved in. If somebody's with figs, then he can't eat grapes, or vice versa. He's allowed to wait till he gets to the good ones, but that is the those are the limitations of the rites. But the last three words of the Mishnah said, "Ubachamar kishi parakas." A donkey is allowed to eat when it is unloading. So says the Gemara, "Kishi parakas mehechanachla." What do you mean? When it's unloading, mehechanachla. What exactly is the question? So Rashi explains the question is mehechanachla. Rashi, kol masa parkin basachas v'holchin. Only when it's unloading, it takes a second to unload. So how much can the animal eat in a second? So what do you mean? Hechanachla, where is it going to eat from? That's Rashi. The Ritva has a different shot. He says, what do you mean when it's unloading? Once it's unloaded, then the work is finished. And if the work is finished, he can't eat anymore. A different, little different shot. He quotes Rashi. He doesn't say why he does not like Rashi. He just says, Einu Mechuvar. And then he quotes, Achi Berusho. Tehechi Achlok, Shetihi Parakas, Tehalav Shas Malachi. It's not Shas Malachi anymore. Tup shot to him exactly what it means, what the exact Gemara's question is. The question that we shown him deal with here is, 1 minute, didn't we say yesterday, on today's daf actually, that there was a special takana made that a worker, even after he finishes, is allowed to eat from the produce when he's walking back? Special takanas made for a person, so that he doesn't waste the time of the balabayas. So why don't we make those takanas also by an animal? Why don't we have those takanas? It's not where the Ritva says, oh, you've already had Gemar Malacha. So the Ritva continues and explains. The Bishlam of a Poel, Tiknusha Yochal, Bachazi Rasu Minagat, Ubahali Chosu, Miuman La Uman. By a worker, I understand there's a takana in between Kadesh Lo Yisbatal B'Shas Malacha. By a worker, we don't want him to eat and stop working while he's eating, so therefore there's a special takana that he can eat afterwards. But an animal eats while it works. He's all right. Just put it in the basket underneath the animal's mouth. So therefore, there's no reason to make such a takana. So there never was such a takana. That's the Ritva. The Ran has a little different shot, where he says, Ran here in the Chlishi Ran, he's asked the same question as the Ritva, and he says, if he eats in between, he will be embarrassed and he won't eat again b'shas malacha, and therefore it'll be good for the balamayas. But by the chamar, obviously, if a donkey eats one time, he'll eat the other time also. So therefore, that's why there is no such takana when it comes to the animals. So says the Gemara, Ema achete porakas. It means until it unloads. Until it unloads, that's when it can eat. Tosfos says, what was the Havamina? The Sakadai the Chamina on top. She'ina ochelas elakashi roa hagefen befanea. You might say that maybe the animal can only eat when it sees the food. It's hungry, and it's having, like we had yesterday, it has tsar. Right, it has to, actually, we're going to say it later today, it has some pains, therefore you want to let it eat. Maybe if it's on it, right, it can't eat what it's just schlepping. That's the Chiddush. No, while it's on it, it can eat. Tanina lahad tanur abanan. Also, the following brisa supports chamor v'gamal ochlimi masui shal gabehen uvavash litol biyado v'yachilum. But the brisa says a donkey and a camel can eat from their bundle on them as long as the owner doesn't take with his own hands and give it to the animal. Rabbeinu Yohanan says, and the Shita Mekubet says, because the owner probably will give more than the animal would eat by itself. Okay.
And it's not his,
right? I mean, the animal has rights to eat it, but the owner who's renting the animal cannot give from his own hands. Good. Says the Mishnah, Mas Nisan. Ochel poel kishus afilo dinar. So how much can the poel eat? Is there a limit? So the poel, the Mishnah says, a poel could eat kishus, could eat these types of cucumbers. Afilo dinar, right? Rashi says, even if it's worth a dinar, he could eat it. Koseves afilo dinar. Could eat dates, koseves, even a dinar. Koseves is a shear of Yom Kippur, right? This week is the big shiloh is about Tisha B'Av and Yonah Yoma. So many poskim say that the concept of eating b'shi'urin, which we have on Yom Kippur, because as we know, Yom Kippur is not a regular Isser Tainus, as we have by other fast days, but there's just a kiyum of inui, being in a state of affliction. So it's a larger shear. It's not a kezai, it's a koseves, it's that of a date. And that is why we have the concept of eating b'shiurin. Let's say if there's a woman who is in need, she's on bed rest, whatever it is, so we might tell her to eat every 10 minutes, take a shot glass of something. Right, eating b'shiurin. Most poskim say that idea of koseves that applies to Yom Kippur does not apply to Tisha B'Av. But that's what the Mishnah says. The Mishnah says an ochel can eat kishas even a dinar, and in a date even a dinar. Rabbi Elazar Chasma Omer, lo yochal poel yeser al scharo. Rabbi Elazar Chasma says, no, a worker cannot eat more than his wages. Right, he can only eat up until that point. We're going to learn what the source of this is in the Gemara on the bottom of the Yamud. But that's Rabbi Elazar Chasma's Shita, that he cannot eat more than he's getting paid. It's not right. The Chacham say, no, it's mutter. What's the difference between Shita 1 and 3? We'll have to see in the Gemara. Again, Shita 1 says that he could eat whatever he wants, even a dinar. Bazar B'chasma says he can't eat more than he's getting paid. And the Chacham says it's mutter. Aval milamden asa'anem shalo yehi ravtan. Even though he could eat more, but we try to advise a person that he shouldn't be a ravtan. He shouldn't be somebody who appears ravenous in terms of midos. V'yesosim as a pesach b'fanav. And by the way, if he also does that and eats a lot, nobody's going to want to hire him tomorrow. So he's going to close the pesach on himself in terms of becoming a worker that gets a lot of jobs. Interesting, if you look in the Rambam, in Hilchas Deos, both in Perek Dalid, when he talks about the average person, what are midos and proper nutrition and eating habits for the proper regular person, and in Perek Chamishi, when he talks about midos and how a Talmid Chacham is supposed to act, in both Prakim, the first point that he discusses, there are eight different areas that he might discuss about how a Talmid Chacham or a person, how they should wash themselves, how they should walk, how they should be with their wives, how they should be with Hakazas Dam. The first thing about Prakim is how they should eat. Because how we eat, and we eat a lot. We eat a lot. We're human beings. It's a need. How we eat really reflects on the type of person that we are. Lo olam, Rambam writes in Perek Dalet, lo yochal adam ela kishehu. Well, he starts off. Ho v'hayos haguf bari v'shalim midarki Hashem hu sheri ifshar sheyavin o sheyedavu chole tzorach adam laharchik asma midvar mama abdenas haguf. Says the Rambam, it's a mitzvah. It's a mitzvah to eat healthy because we cannot serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu if we are not healthy and properly. And we have to do whatever is in our control. Whatever is from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, okay, that's from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But whatever is in our control, we have to do. So we can't be ma'abed our guf. So therefore, la'olam le'yachal el b'shurayim. A person should only eat when he's hungry. Lo yishtel k'shusamei and drink when he's thirsty. My father has many articles about these prakim and also the Rambam's medical writings in general. And the Rambam writes, you should go to the bathroom when you have to go to the bathroom, and you shouldn't eat totally till you're full. You should eat three quarters full, and you should go through all the halachas. But the first thing he talks about is eating and what you should do after you eat. and when you should eat all of these items. That's in Perek Daled. Perek Hey, the very next Perek. Kishem Shachacham Nikar B'Chachmasu B'Dei Osav V'Humuvdol B'Hem Mishar Ha'am. Just like a Chacham is Nikar, is recognizable in, through his wisdom and his opinions. Kach Tzarech Shei Nikar B'Maisav. So too, he has to be Nikar in his everyday activities. B'Ma'achalo U'B'Mashkeyu U'B'Bi'ilaso U'B'Asiyas Shrachav U'B'Diburo U'B'Hiluchu. How he talks, how he walks. U'B'Malbusho, what he wears. U'B'Kilkul Dvarav U'B'Maso U'B'Asano, how he does business. V'Yukala Ma'isu Ma'elu Na'im U'Musokanim B'Yoser. All of his actions have to be Na'eh, have to be beautiful. People have to look at the Talmud Chacham and say, oh, that's a way to eat, that's a way to exercise, that's a way to dress. Talmud Chacham, and the first thing he took, spot in the background, the Gemara in Shabbos. If he has a revav al bigdo, he's chayim misa. A Talmud Chacham. So Ketzah, the first example again that he gives has to do with eating. Talmud Chacham lo yeh gargaron ela ochel machal aroy lavros gufo. You have to eat what he needs to be healthy. Lo yachal menachil agasav. Lo yeh roti vlals bitno. You shouldn't run after it. Ki ilushim espalim machal. Like those who just want to eat, right? Those who live to eat. We have to eat to live. That's what the Rambam says. The Heim Omrim, Achol v'shasei ki machar namus. We might as well stuff our faces, because tomorrow we'll die. V'zehu machal reshaim, v'shulchanos elu heim shegina hakasav ki kol shenos malay ki tzoa b'li makom. Aval chacham eino ochel al tafshel echad u'shnayim. Right, we eat properly. So this is all hinted to in our Mishnah, when we tell it, when the worker is allowed to eat, according to even to some shitas, even more than he's getting paid, it can't be a raftan. Right, a regular private person cannot be a raftan, and a Talmud Chacham cannot be a raftan. Either way, there is one exception: the Gemara in Shabbos and Brachos, which talks about lechem mishnah. So, according to one shot of the Rishonim, the Gemara there says, according to one of the Amoraim, we are supposed to cut big pieces of challah, big pieces of challah. Why? The Gemara says, doesn't it appear like you're a raftan? So the Gemara says, because you don't do it the whole weekend, you only do it on Shabbos, so it's not Mechzi Karavtan, but it's Nikah that you do it Gilashem, Lashem Su'udha Shabbos. So again, in the context, that just shows, in the context, it is appropriate, but just in general, we have to be careful. With the Rabbeinu Bachai, in the Kisvei Rabbeinu Bachai, he has a whole sefer about eating. I think it's called Shulchan, I forgot what it is, Shulchan Shalarba, but we have so many halachas about eating, and Berachas HaMazon, and Netilas Yadayim, and Brachas, and giving our Avadim first, so many halachas about eating. So that's something that we have to always keep in mind. So says the Gemara, Chacham Amayinu Tana Kama, 1 minute, Shita 1 and 3 in the Mishnah seem the same. Shita 1 says, you can eat whatever he wants. Shita 3 says, you can eat whatever you want. Shita 2 said you have to eat only up until you're getting paid. What's the difference between Shita 1 and 3? Chavamana Tanakama, Ika Beinayu, answer 1, Ava Malamdin. Right, maybe the difference is whether we advise him to not be a Ra'avtan. Tanakama, Leslie Malamdin. Tanakama does not hold a Malamdin. And the Rabbanan is Malamdin. The Rabbanan say, no, we do advise him. What? The Tanakama doesn't think there's a problem here. There's no problem being a Ra'avtan. We don't have to advise him. What does that mean? So the Rabbeinu Yehona's son says, here in the Shimon Kubat says, that no, the point is that this is a davar hamafurish laheter batorah. The Torah says it's mutter for the worker to eat. So the Torah says it's mutter, and the Torah doesn't have any limits in terms of what he's getting paid. So we don't have to tell him here. This is not dafka case where we say, don't go, don't do it. Right? That we can't ask or we can't limit something that the Torah says is mutter. And the second tweet obviously says, no, we can still limit it. Okay, this is the shades and reminds us of the Taz that we always like to quote, the Taz in Hilchos Rosh Hashanah, where the Taz discusses why is it that Chazal, where gozer, we don't blow shofar when it falls out on Shabbos, when Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos, like, Hashem, the Habalei Latova, Tav Shin Ayin, just coming up, very soon, less than two months away. Rosh Hashanah is the first day of Rosh Hashanah on Shabbos this year, this coming year. So the Taz says we have a gzera that we're
8 weeks from today.
What? Yeah, tonight. What tonight?
8 weeks from yesterday.
Right, from yesterday. 8 weeks from yesterday. So we have a principle that on Shabbos and Yontif you can't have any musical instruments. Gzera. So forget when your Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos. When Rosh Hashanah falls out on a weekday, we should say that it is not allowed. So the Taz says no. Chazal do not have the power to do that. Chazal can say when your Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos, you don't blow because you'll blow the following year. You'll blow tomorrow, but that's the Rabbana, but at least the following year. But to say that you never blow at all, that's asering a davar hamafurish l'heter b'torah, and that the Taz says one is not allowed to do. That's the other example of bris milah on Shabbos. Other things we've discussed in the past, it's the galus of dafyomi, every couple of weeks we get the chazer shitos that are important and defining in halacha. So this Rabbeinu Yehona's son goes on that list. Rabbeinu Yehona's son says that the Tanakama says we can't limit it, because it's a davar hamafurish b'torah l'heter, and therefore it can't be limited. So that is Nafkamina number one between them is Malamtin. Ibayasema or Ikimanayo de Ravasi. Maybe they argue about Ravasi. Dumb Ravasi. Ravasi says, Afilu lo sachar el elipsar eshkol echad ochlo. What if a man was hired to harvest one cluster of grapes? Just one cluster of grapes. Could he eat from that one cluster of grapes? So maybe that's the difference. The Tanakama holds like Ravasi. Right? A Paul could eat, even if it's the only one. Even if it's Shavad Dinar, the Tanakama says. And maybe the third Shita says, no. If that's the only thing he has, right, then a Matirin, but not in that type of case. So maybe that's what the Machlokas is. And Rashi says, that would be a three-way Machlokas in the Mishnah, if that's what the issue. See Rashi? V'achi kamar. Paul ochal kisho shihi lavada. Right? Even if it's only alone, the Tanakama says it's mutter. V'ein od v'afilu hu Shavad Dinar. And Rabbi Elazar comes along and says, it doesn't matter. Bein shi lavada, bein shi sachar lo l'chavrseha. It doesn't matter if it's more than his wages, he cannot eat it. And the Rabbanan Basrai say, even more than schar is mutter, but that's only if he was hired to harvest a whole field. Fine. That's answer number two. Once we're talking about Ravasi, though, we quote another shita of Ravasi. The Yomar Ravasi, afilu lo batzer ela eshkol echad va'ochlo. Let's say he was hired to harvest a whole field. He's allowed to eat even just after the first eshkol, after the first cluster. So Ravasi number one is, even if he's only hired to harvest one, he could eat that one. And the second one is, even if he's hired to harvest the whole thing, he could eat right after he eats one. So Vitzricha, says the Gemara, and we need both. We need both shitas of Ravasi. Diyesh mina hakamais, if you only had the first one, that if all he was hired for is that one, he's allowed to eat it. Mishum delo ikla meisav lekelev shal balabayis, hey, if you're not giving any to the balabayis anyway, so you're allowed to eat it. But if you're giving to the balabayis and you just have some rights in it, maybe you should have to give him first though, and then eat. So that's the chiddush of the second Rav Asi, that you could eat it first. And if you only have the second one, to efshel kimei lebasof. Maybe the second one is true. You're allowed to eat because you're going to give the balabayis right afterwards. But if you're not going to be able to give him any afterwards, all you have is this one. Maybe you would say that Paul does not have the rights here. So that's why we need both statements of Ravasi. So that is all, though. Ibayis Eima, pshat number two. What is the difference between Shita 1 and 3 in the Mishnah? The Ritva here notes a little difficulty, and that is, why does the Rambam and the Rif leave out Ravasi? They leave out Ravasi. You know, it doesn't seem like it's argued upon anywhere. Ulukuli perusha mistavra dehilchas of Ravasi. Says the Ritva, I think the halacha is like Ravasi. Kivan deleka amor de polygale. Nobody argues. Bein tekoi ketanakam, bein tekoi kerabanan. Whether he's like the Tanakam and the Rabbanan, right, there are questions about exactly who says what. We had Rashi's shot, but either way, nobody argues in Ravasi. V'teimal divrei Arifa Rambam shadocha divrei Ravasi. They didn't quote it. V'yesh omrim, see, he quotes, right, Ashita, why wouldn't you pass it like Ravasi? Lefi dvarav, dekivan de Ravasi of the Memra, Ravasi made a blanket statement, absolute. V'lo nakta ledivrei chacham ledivrei tadakama. He himself didn't say he's going like one Shita. He said a shita. The Gemara then linked it to one of the shitos. Michlal de iusfirale to hadira divrei. So it sounds like the Rav Asi holds that his own shita is according to everybody, but the Gemara limits it to one. Vekivin de tamuda sarva de pligi batanoi. Since the Gemara though decided that really Rav Asi is an issue in the tanoi machlokes, vukmua de lokistam asnisan lefim pirusha basra, and lamaskana he's going in machlokes according to the shitos in the Mishnah, Mechlal de Svirlu de Lesla de Ravasi. So maybe we don't pass like because Rav Asi himself said a shita l'kuli alma, but the Gemara linked it to one shita, so maybe that's why we assume only if you hold like that one shita, which we don't hold like. The Ritva does not like it at the end, Ve'ein kol zeh maspik. Ein kol zeh maspik, it's not enough, just because, you know, there's a shita in the Gemara that nobody argues with, so it's hard to say that we wouldn't pass on like that. It's not exactly the same, but there is a fascinating tshuva of Rav Shlomo Kluger. He has a tshuva in Halacha Shlomo where he tries to defend the minhag that was somewhat prevalent, that must have been in his time, that women were not makpidos on Lecha Mishnah. It's mefurish. It's mefurish in all the Rishonim that women have to keep Lecha Mishnah. It's mefurish in the Shabbos. Right? We know all the women have to keep all the mitzvahs of Shabbos. Havdalah is a machlokas Rishonim. But women have to keep all the mitzvahs of Shabbos. So Shlomo Kluger says, where does this minhag come from? So he says, well, there's a machlokas Rishonim whether women are obligated in Lecha Mishnah. Why women are obligated in Lecha Mishnah? Some Rishonim say, Rabbeinu Tam holds, Afein hoy boso anes. They were also included in the Mun. The Ran quotes Rabbeinu Tam and says, no, that's not the reason. That can't be the reason, because Afi Nabasane only applies to those three mitzvahs that are listed in the Gemara. Neres Chanukah, and Megillah, and Dalet Kosov, it's only those three, but it doesn't apply to the man. But the Arma Chuyavus, why? Because the Gemara in Brachas Dav Chaf, where the Gemara says, Zachar V'Shamar, women are obligated in Kiddush, just like they're Chayv Nelos Aseis, so they're Chayv Nelos Aseis. That includes everything. That includes Lechem Mishnah, that includes Shalosh Shudis, that includes everything, says the Ran. So it's a Machlokas. Why does so Rachos Rabbeinu Tam and the Ran? Why do each of the Shitos don't hold like the other one? So Rabbeinu Tam maybe doesn't hold like the Ran because he thinks it's a special din by Kiddush. The Ran doesn't hold like Rabbeinu Tam because he doesn't think Afi Noi should apply. Fine, that's the discussion in the Rishonim. Says Shlomo Kluger, maybe the Minna came from because maybe there's a problem with each of the Shitos, therefore we reject the Halacha. The problem is, everybody agrees to the halacha. Everybody agrees that women are obligated. The machlokis is what the reason is, and there might be problems with each reason. But nobody argues on the halacha. So you have to, similarly, the Ritva here has a problem. He says, I don't understand. Ravasi, everybody holds like Ravasi. The Gemara tries to discuss it. Who is it like? But really, everybody holds like it. So he really leaves it at the Tzarech Ian, why the Ritva and the Rambam do not quote Ravasi. Okay. Number three. So a third possibility, what the machlokas is between Shita 1 and 3 in the Mishnah. Iba yisema yikiben ayah to Rav, maybe they're arguing about Rav. To Amar Rav, Matsasi Megillah Star in Bei Rebbe Chia. Rav says, I found in the hidden texts of Rebbe Chia's yeshiva. What do you mean the hidden texts? Why were they hidden? So Rashi says, Megillah Star, important Rashi. Megillah Tmuna, a hidden text, Lefisha Aser Lichtov Halachos. Because it was still usher to write down Torah Sheh Balpeh. Ukshaya Shomea Devar Chiddush, the Yarela Shachachachaya Kosvo Masir Menayin. What was usher in the days of before, prior to Ksivas HaMishnah? Everybody had their own pamphlets. They were writing, a lot of take their own notes. They couldn't publish it for the public. They couldn't read from those texts. We could publish your own notes if you don't want to forget something your Rebbe said. So Rashi says, that's what Megillah Starm here is about. So we're talking about Rebbe Chia here. Rebbe Chia, he was a Talmud of Rebbe. So this relates to what we discussed a couple of daf ago, and that is the diak of the Maariv Chayis in the Gemara with the story of Rebbe Chia and Rebbe Chanina that we had back on Pei Hei Amud Beis, where the Gemara says he would take six tinokos and write down the Torah and give it to them, and then six Megillas he would teach to the other six boys and 11. That's how he made sure the Torah was not forgotten in Israel. So the Maariv Chayis had a diak. He wrote down the five and he taught the six. Even the Taz of Rebbe Chia, even though we say that Rebbe Yehuda Hanasi wrote the Mishnah, maybe it wasn't fully completed and written until a little bit later. That was the Maariv Chayis' diak. But here again, we have the Megillah Starim of Rebbe Chia, who was a Talmud of Rebbe. Anyway, so what happened? What did Rav say? So Rav says, I found in the Megillah Starim of Bei Rebbe Chia, the Kasev Ba Isi Ben Yehuda Omer, and I found that Isi Ben Yehuda in there said, Kisava Bakerim Riyacha, Bebias Kaladam Akazim Adaber. When the whole halacha of a worker being allowed to go into your field, when it says, when somebody goes into your vineyard, anybody can walk into your field and take produce. And Rav says, what's he talking about? Anybody can walk into anybody's field and take whatever they want? That can't be. Ravashi says, I said this in front of Rav Kahana. We're going to go with our girsa. Dilma ba'osin svisudasam. Maybe he's talking about people who go down and are going to do work for you. They're going to do work for you, and then they'll take for that work in exchange. To Avlu Vachlu, so Amar Li, and Rav Kahana answered me, Afilo Achi Nichle Le'inish La'ogar Agure. Even though, you're right, you're giving the owner benefit, a person would rather hire out his own workers. The Niktefe Le'pardise, and take care of his orchard that way. V'lo Nesi Kule Alma Vachli Way. Rather than anybody coming and just, you know what, I'm going to work in this field, I like those grapes, let me do some work for the field, and I'll take some of the grapes. So that is what people would not want. So, maybe, such Gemara is suggesting, the Machlokas of the Mishnah is about this in Rabbi Yisi ben Yehuda. Which way does it go? So that's the Machlokas. Rashi here says that the Tanakama argues on Ravasi. The Tanakama says, Ochel Poel Kishus. Dafka a Poel that you hired could eat. But it can't be somebody who's self-appointed. The third Shita, the Chachamim, are Matir. No, anybody. Not Dafka a Poel. That is Rashi. If you look in the Rabbeinu Chananel and Shita Mekubet says, if you look the Gra here, you see the little... Rashi on the Rashi Tanakama is left later the Isi, so the Aleph there in the Gra points out that the Rush also has the opposite shot. That the Tanakama is the one that would say a Poel could eat, a Poel meaning even a self-appointed Poel, while the Chachamim would have the more limited Shita. Okay, either way, that's the third shot of the Machlokas. Period. Iboy Lahu. Next question. Poel. Lumdish a question.
Mishel Lohu Ochel, or Mishel Shamayim Hu Ochel. When what all we've been talking about the past couple days, that the Pole is allowed to eat from this orchard, from whatever he's working in, is it considered Mishelo? Or is it Mishel Shamayim? What does that mean? So Rashi explains, Mishelo means it's like wages. It's his. The Torah, even though you're getting paid $10 an hour, but the Torah basically adds on. The Torah says, you're eating, you think 10? You know, it's getting, you're getting 12. Right? It's a little more, but it's considered wages. That's Mishelo Huelcha. The Ritva's Lashon is Mamon Gamur Shelo. That's the Ritva's Lashon here. Or the Meiri says, Torah Marba Schiris. The Torah is Marba the Schiris. That's what the Meiri says. Sifa Torah Alav. Right? So, says the...
Yesterday's daf as far as with the animal, parallel.
It's
right? That you're giving back, that if you don't allow the animal to eat, then you have to give the baal...
If you don't allow, you might have to pay it back. But that might even be Mishel Shamayim. You might have to be forced to give matana, as we'll say in a second. But this is saying, is it the workers, and it's considered his wages? Oh, Mishel Shamayim, Uochel. Or is it considered a gift from God? A gift from Hashem is not specifically your wages. The wine afkamina, what's the difference? To Amar Tznulish Yubanai. If a guy's working, say, you know, I don't want it, give it to my wife and kids. So E Amit Mishalohu Ochel, if it's his own, it's wages, so Yabinalu, then you give it to his wife and kids. Because it's his. It's his, he can do whatever he wants with it. El the Amit Mishal Shamayim Ochel, but if it's a gift from heaven, so Lidizachli Rahmana, Lishobana Lo Zachli Rahmana. It could be the Torah only gives a present to people who are working. Mamish. But if people who are not working, the Torah does not. So my So is it Mishelo or Mishel Shamayim? So Tashma, let's try to prove it from our Mishnah. Ochel Paul Kisha Zafilu Bediner, Kosevas Zafilu Bediner. So the Tanakama holds that the worker could get even more than his wages. So Yamar Mishelohu Ochel, Ogre Bedanka. Ochel Bedanka. Sorry, did I skip?
No.
Yamar Mishelohu Ochel, Ogre Bedanka. Ochel Bezuza. Right, if it's Mishalohu Ochel, is that possible that he's gonna be hired out for a sixth of a zuz, a danka, and he's gonna eat a whole zuz? If it's Mishalohu Ochel, that's much higher than his wages. So Gemara says Elamai Mishal Shemayim Ochel. Sof Ochel Bedanka Ochel Bezuz. He's still getting more. So Elamai is the Chalameim Rachmana Zachilei. Hachanam Rachmana Zachilei. You can't prove anything from the Mishnah because either way, it's very strange and unusual that he's getting more than he's hired for. But still, it wouldn't work one way or the other any better. So Tashma, let's try to prove it from the second Shita in the Mishnah. He can't eat more than his wages. So my lab, maybe they're arguing exactly about our point. One holds, it's like Mishalo, it's like wages, that's Rabbi Elazar Chasma, so it can't be more than his wages. And the other one says, no, it's Mishal Shamayim, and therefore Hashem could give a gift of even more. So where's his low? To Kuliyama Mishalohu Ochel. Maybe everybody agrees Mishalo. It's his and it's wages. So why? How could it be more? So v'hacha b'kinafshecha k'miflagi. The machlokas is, what does the word in the Torah mean, k'nafshecha savecha, when it says in Kisese, that he could eat like your soul? What does that mean? Mar savar k'nafshecha b'davar shemoser nafsho alav. Rabbi Elazar Chasma holds, k'nafshecha means he could eat whatever he will be moser nefesh on. He will be moser nefesh to at least do what his wages are worth. So therefore, that's as much as he could take. That's Rabbi Elazar Chasmas. Umar Savar Kanafshecha. And the other sheet says, no, Kanafshecha just means what we darshined a couple days ago. Ma Nafshecha in Chasam Tapater. No, Ma Nafshecha means just like the owner is allowed to muzzle his own animal. Not allowed, just so you don't have to pay anybody. Apolam Chasam Tapater. So to a Poel. So maybe the Machlokas is not about Mishalo or Mishal Shamayim. So those two are our mishnah's out. Let's try to prove it from elsewhere. Tashma Nazir Sha'amar Tnu Liishtiu Bana Ain Shaman Lo. What if a Nazir, which we talked about a couple days ago, Reb Chaim's Diuk, that the Gemara require by Me'ila, that the Gemara requires a pasik to tell me that a poel is not allowed to eat from Hektish, but it does not require a pasik that a Nazir cannot eat these fruit, or that a person cannot eat Maaser Sheni outside of Yerushalayim. So he used that to prove that Me'ilah is really a form of Gezel. And just like Gezel is Mutter, so too you might think Me'ilah is Mutter. But obviously a Nazir cannot eat wine. Of course you wouldn't think that's Mutter. So says the Gemara, if a Nazir says, give it to my kids, ain't Shomalo, you don't listen to him. The Gemara says, why not? V'yamar Mishalohu Ochel, and if it's his own wages, am I ain't Shomalo? Why not? Why can a Nazir give it to his kids? His wife and kids are not Nazirim. So the Gemara says, no, Hasam, really Maker, then you would be able to. But here it's a Knas. We tell the Nazir, go, go around the vineyard. Don't go close to the vineyard. So therefore, It's really not meikar adin. It's just mitam knas, and that's why there's no raya from nazir. Really, maybe mishalo and in other cases, and we would be able to give it to his wife and kids.
Does the Baal have that in mind when the Baal hires the worker? If he sees that he's a nazir,
right, maybe, he doesn't know he's a nazir, but then it's lifnei iver. So lifnei, right? This is why the mefarshim point out how Shimshon got separated from his parents when they're going down to the plishtim to get married. So all of a sudden he has the whole fight with the lion and he kills the lion. Where were his parents? They say he had to go around because he couldn't go through the vineyard. It talks about a kerem in the pasuk. So he had to go around while his parents went straight. So no raya from Nazir. Tosfos points out in Ve'i Amrit. Tosfos, Tamar, one second. What's the whole question about Nazir? Kivan dehu enu yachol lechol. If he, the Nazir, cannot eat it, isn't it like a chole? She'enu yachol litein lahem. It's like a chole. A chole also can't give them. So what's the big kashas? The Tosfos answers the Yishlomo de lo dami lechola. No, the chola ain't a toiv laperish lefanav. Lachi lo zaki lerachman. A chola has no desire for what's in front of him. So the Torah was only mezaki it to someone who wants to eat. Avol nazir the toiv zaki lekasharpo. But a nazir wants the wine. He wants the grapes. So he loves it. He just has to control himself and not eat the grapes. This opens up, just to mention, we haven't mentioned this, I don't know if we ever mentioned this before, but we mentioned it in a very long time, and that is, right, this idea, the Nazir has a taiva. Is it better to want to do the Avera and overcome, or is it better to reach the level of not even wanting to do the Avera? Right, I wish I could eat that piece of a treif. Right, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu says no. Efshi v'efshi, HaKadosh Baruch Hu goes there alive, according to one Chazal. Or is it better to reach the level, no, it's not even shayach to me. Right, somebody once pointed out, it's fascinating, something a deep thought to think about. Like if somebody, that people, we all have problems with our diets. We try to say, I'm going to stop eating this, I'm going to stop eating that. We all give in. But let's say if I'm fleishik and somebody tells me it's milchik, somebody tells me it's not kosher, I have no taiva for that. It's not even a havamin, it's not shayach. I love chocolate cake, but all of a sudden somebody tells me the chocolate cake is milchik, boom, forget it. It's not a havamina. So why is that? What our religious feelings and are even though the other thing is for our health, but just shows you how ingrained our feelings for halacha are. Tremendous mussar. That's mussar. Even the person who is as far from certain halachas, the second they hear, I'm milchik, that's it, I'm not fleishik. It's a very interesting ha'ara. But anyway, so getting back to the general issue, is it better to be a Efshi v'efshi, or is it better to train myself not to even want to do the Aveiros? This is a Rambam. The Rambam in Shmona Prakim, in his Akdamah to Pirkei Avos, in the sixth of the Shmona Prakim. The Rambam talks about a machlokas with the philosophers. Is it better to be a chassid me'ula, which we would call, you don't even have a taiva to do the Aveira, or a kovesh es yitzro? So the Rambam plays on a chiluk of Rav Saadia Gaon. Rav Saadia Gaon in Emunas Vedeos had the chiluk of shimios and sichlios, what we would call also chukim and mishpatim. The sichlios, the mitzvahs that make sense to us, seichel, and the shimios, the one that we just hear and we do, the chukim. So the Rambam says, I think they're both right. When it comes to shimios, mitzvahs that I just hear, so then the highest level is, I don't understand it, but I'm going to do it because I want to. I wish I could have that suit that Hashatan is in it. But I'm going to do it because HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells me. But when it comes to mitzvah sichlios, what? I wish I didn't have to listen to my father. But you know what? What could I do? Kadosh Baruch Hu says, keep it of a aim. I wish I could steal, but... So, no. When it comes to sichlios, we have to train ourselves to be on the level that I'm not even wanting to do the aveir. I'm not going to read it now, but that is the... Maybe just one line. The Rambam says, if I could find it here, Shnehem emes, Ve'ein machlokas v'neem klal, V'hu, Shaharos, Asher hein eitzel ha-philosophim ra'os, the wicked, that the philosophers think that are wicked, Asher Amru, Shemisha lo yisava haleyem, Yoser chashuv min hamisava haleyem, v'yichvosh etzitzro mehen, heima inyana hamufursamim etzal kobnei adam, Shem rose, kishvichas damim, v'gineva v'gzela, murder, stealing, ona'a, ula hazik l'misha lo heira lo, and to damage l'misha lo heira lo. Wow, I didn't notice this before. It's a big sugi about what the iser of hezek is. What the Isra of Hezekiah, the Rambam here, just assumes also that it's logical. Ulahazik lemishalo haralo, v'ligmo ra lemeitavlo, v'levazos avaim, v'hein mitzvos, sha'amru aleim chachamim, sh'ilu nechtavu ruim and lekasev. So those are the ones that we have to train ourselves. Aval dvarim sha'amru aleim chachamim, sha'kovesh es yitzro, mehem hu yoser chashiv, but according to the mitzvos that Chazal say it's greater to be kovesh by yitzer, v'gumulo yoser gadol, hei matoro shimios, V'zeo emes shomali atorah lo hayiros klal. These are the ones that without the Torah they wouldn't be any problem. They wouldn't be. I wouldn't think there's anything wrong with them. Does he give any examples here? Here we go. Basar b'chalav, lavisha shatnez, arayos. Elu amitzvos v'chayotzi bahen. V'hema shakarim Hashem yisparach, chukim, etc., etc. Right? So that's the chilek. Interesting, he puts arayos on the second. Are all arayos shimios? What, arayos with one sister? Is that shimios? Is arayos with a married woman? Is that shimios or sichlios? This is a different discussion in the Rishonim. It's not so clear. It might be no. It's logical that if a woman is married to somebody else, then I can't be mezana with her. But again, that's a discussion of arayos, but whether it's shimios or sichlios, but that's the Rambam's chiluk, has to do with this tosfos here. This tosfos said that a nazir wants to drink the wine. He wants to drink the wine, but he says efshi v'efshi. Okay, let's continue. Okay, tashma, last skinny line. Last medium line. Tashma, Paul Sha'amar, Tanula, Ishi, Yubane, Shamalo. Again, a worker that says, give to my wife and kids, you don't listen to him. V'yamar, Mishalo, Ochalamayin, Shamalo. But if it's Mishalo, why not? So my Paul, Nazir. What does Paul mean? Nazir. Batanya, Nazir, Batanya, Poel. What do you mean? The prices have different words. Midi, Gabi, Adali, Tanyan? These prices weren't said together. One says Nazir explicitly. One's referring to Nazir, but it doesn't say it explicitly. Period. Tashma, Minan, La, Paul, Sha'amar, Tanula, Ishi, Yubane, Shin, Shamalo. Same thing. A Paul that says, give it to my wife and kids, you can't give it to him. Shneemar, velkali chalositain. You cannot put it in your kalim. V'chiteim achanami nazir. And if you want to say, this is also talking about nazir. Ihachi misham velkali chalositain. Misham leich leich amrilin nazirahu. It's giving the wrong reason, though. If you say it is a nazir, it should say the reason of gzeira. Someone says, inachinami, you're right. It could have said that, but v'aydi tani la balashin poel, kanazal la kar de poel. Because it says poel instead of nazir, even though it's referring to nazir, it just says the reason that might apply to all poelim, not specifically a nazir. Tashma, trying again. Again, to prove mishalo or mishal shamayim. Asochar sabolik sos pita'enim, if I hire a worker to dry out my figs. Hareza ochel upatim and a meister. The worker could eat and he's patim for meisters. Because they're not dried yet, so there has not been gemar malacha. There's no chiyuv for meisters. Amanas sheochel ani yubanai. But if I say, I'll do it on condition that me and my son could eat. Osha yochal b'ni b'schari, or that my son eats as wages. Hu ochal upatru b'no ochal b'chayev. The worker could eat, but not his kid. So v'yamar mishalo ochal b'no amaychayev. Same raya, right? If it's mishalo, it's considered wages. So why doesn't his son eat? So amar avina mishin the mechzi kamekach. As we have had this before, no, because when he makes a deal and when he says it explicitly that it's not just a mitzvah and a right min hashamayim, it looks more like a deal. And if it's more like a deal, so then it's like a mekach, a sale, and that is kovei l'maisrus. A mekach is kovei, is one of the six items we mentioned from the Rambam, minichos maisrus, that is kovei l'maisr. Tashma, trying again. Hasokar zabol asas b'netta ravai shalo, hire lo yochlu, if I hire a worker to work in my netta ravai field, obviously, it has to be in Yerushalayim, you can't eat from it. V'imlo hodiyam podem achilon, if I didn't tell the worker beforehand that it was an ether of I field and he finds out about it on the job, then I, the employer, I have to be podeh and give him food. I have to change the kedusha. So again, v'yamar mishal shamayim u'ochel, if I say mishal shamayim he eats, am I podeh machilim? Why do I have to do anything for him? Isur lo zachi l'rachmana. The Torah doesn't give him an isurim, right? Podeh meiser netar avai outside of Yerushalayim. So why should I have to give him anything? So the Gemara says the obvious answer: Hasa mishum de mechzik emechatos. Now the whole thing was under false pretense, and that's why you have to feed him, because he would never have taken the job had he known.
Amos, how much do you feed him?
So you have to feed him, I guess, what the normal eating would be. Ema Seifa, Nisparsu, one second, what the Seifa says, Nisparsu Igulov, if you hire him to cut up your work with your dates that have already been separated, Nispaschu Chaviosav, or with the barrels of wine that are opened already, they cannot eat, because again, it's not the Ravai. V'imlo hodian ma'aser machilon. Again, you have to feed them. V'yamar mishal shamayim u'ochel amay ma'aser machilon. Again, but if it's mishal shamayim, why do you have to feed them? Yisro lo zachil hu rachmana. The Torah is not mezaka to them. V'chitei ma'achanami mishin demechzik emechatos. And if you want to say the same reason as before, it's under false pretenses, that doesn't work here. Bishlaman is parsui gulov demechzik emechatos. Fine, if you just get a bunch of figs, then nobody knows. There's no way for him to know whether there was gemar malacha. So that's a mekartos. Elon is paschu chaviosa, my mekartos ikach. But if the wine's already in the barrels, there's no mekartos. The guy should know. The process is already finished. Made the yada di itbulu meiser. If there's wine already in the barrel, you know it was already in the wine press. It's already in the barrel. There's a chiv and meisrus. So Amarev Sheshesh and his paschu chaviosa labar. You know what happened? You open the barrels and you put them back into the pit of wine. So there's no way that the worker knew that it had been in the barrels. So maybe he didn't know about Gemar Malacha.
V'hatanya, but still another problem. The Braisa says, Yayin Mishayirid Labar. When is the chiyuv of wine of Maestros? When it goes to the pit. Right? So even when once it gets to the pit, there was Gemar Malacha. See, he should have known. No, Rabbi Akiva. Maybe he's going like Rabbi Akiva to Amar Mishay Yikafe. No, when's Gemar Malacha? When you skim the top of the wine in the bar to get the gook off on top. To Amrule, lo havi adinan. Because there we could say, the workers could say, I didn't know if it was skimmed yet or not. Maybe he should have thought that it's in the bar already. Maybe he should have asked. And if not, it's his fault. No, maybe you're talking about a place where the guy who takes the wine out of the pit is the one who does the skimming. So therefore, he didn't think to ask. Finishing up, the Tani Reb Zvid, B'debei Reb Hoshia, Yayin Mishiyere Labar V'yakapeh. Oh, but now that we said that Rizvid holds wines, Gemar Malacha is when it goes to the pit and is skimmed. Rabbi Akiva Omer Mishi Yishala B'chaviyos. Rabbi Akiva says no. It's only when this foam is skimmed off the top of the barrels, not in the pit. Then Afilu Tamer Shlunis Paschal Chaviyos of the bar. You don't even have to come on to the answer that we gave before that the wine was poured back into the pit. To Amrulei Lo Haviyadin De Mashalei. No, he could say, oh, it's in the pit. I didn't know if it was skimmed. Even it's in the barrels. I didn't know if it was skimmed yet. Maybe we could tell him, you should have thought about it. No, it's a place where the one who takes the wine is the from the barrels is the one that skims. Therefore, there is no reason for him to have thought otherwise. Period. Still no raya. Mishalo or Mishal Shamayim. Let's try one more. Tashma. Kotzeitz adam al yedei atzma. A person could be kotzeitz. What's kotzeitz? He could go to the Baal HaBayis and make deals. He could say, you know what? Just pay me extra. I won't eat from the field. Pay me extra. Kotzeitz adam al yedei atzma. Al yedei bno bito agdolim. A person can do it for himself, can make a deal, or can make a deal for his children that work in the field. Al yedei bno bito agdolim. Al yedei avdo v'shevchaso agdolim. Al yedei ishto mipnei sheish ben das. All these people have das, and as we'll see in a few lines, they know about this in their mochel. And that's why he can make such a deal. Aval eino kotzeitz lo yedei bno bito aktanim lo yedei avdo v'shevchaso aktanim lo yedei behemto mipnei sheish ben das. Fine, that's the brisa. Now we have the diuk. We think in all these cases, it's a case where the father, master, husband supplies the parnasa. So if it comes from shemayim, that's why he wouldn't be able to make such a deal on behalf of his ketanim. But if it's mishalo, it's like wages, so he, the father, is entitled to the wages of the children. If the children do something, he's entitled to the wages. So why shouldn't he be able to make this deal? Maybe it's a case where he's not feeding them. If he's not feeding them, then he shouldn't be able to make any deal. So gedolim yadi v'kamachli. No, gedolim know about it and are mochel. There's a question on here, but let's continue first. A person could be kotzeis for himself or his wife, but not for his behema. That's the second brisa. So my love, idi v'idi. We're going to ask a stira between these two brises. The Malemazonos, don't we think both these brises are talking about a case where he feeds them? Uba Hakamifligan, there are goofa arguing about our issue. The Mar Savar Mishalohu Ochel, Mar Savar Misham Shamayim Hu Ochel. Is the difference in the brises is Mishaloh or Mishel Shamayim? And the problem between the two brises, Rashi points out, like you have a lot of items going on here, is an Eved Katan. That's the difference. If you focus on the brises, an Eved Katan. One case, he can be kotzeitz for the Eved Katan, and one case, he can't. So maybe the difference is, in the case where he can, that's because Mishalo, hu ochel. In a case where he can't, it's Mishal Shamayim, hu ochel. So the Gemara answers, no. Lo, to kuli yama Mishalo, hu ochel. The lo kasha kan b'shein ma'ala mezonos, u b'raisa ma'ala mezonos. The question is, are you giving him food or not? But again, no raya to our issue. So b'mayu kimta, finishing up, b'ma'ala mezonos. One second, we just said it's a case where you're giving him mezonos, and that's why you can make such deals. So if you're making malam mezonos, then even the children, the ketanim. So tzarayu, dimno bito ketanim lo zachi lehu rachman. No. Even if a person has rights to the wages of a child, he can't be mitzaer his child. Even though, the Rashba writes, even though if a child gets wounded, the father has the rights for the dimei chavala, but the father is not allowed to wound in the first place. Not allowed to be mitzar, not allowed to cause sar, and that's why here the father would not be able to be entitled to be kotzeitz for the ketanim. Then Chaschinuch notes, he has the ha'ara, he doesn't really explain it, he just says here the gedolim are mochel. It's interesting that
it didn't take place yet here. We're talking about a davar shelo ba'ola. How could they be mochel? It's not here yet. They didn't start working yet. The fruit that they have didn't grow yet. So he says, maybe it's not mechila, it really means siluk, just a removal of rights. We've discussed in the past that maybe mechila is siluk. Is mechila hakna? Is it siluk? But the Chassana says, basi rak lahayir, I'm just pointing out that it's somewhat unusual that here there's a mechila on a davar shelo ba'ola.
If he hasn't started working, that doesn't mean the fruit's not growing in the field. It's not
right, like, but it's a right that's lo ba'ola olam. Right, the right is only b'shas malacha. So therefore, even if the fruit is there, but it's still the right is not really right. Like we say, I'm going to marry you when you convert. So she is here, the woman, but not in the proper state. Okay. Either way, okay, we'll have to stop here, and Be'ez Hashem will continue tomorrow. Tomorrow's Mishnah, Arba'a Shomrim Heim, as we get into Shomrim for the next many dafim. Okay, we'll stop here.